two Duke University lacrosse players were arrested this morning and charged with rape, sexual offense, and kidnapping. The charges come just over a month after a woman who performed as a stripper alleged she was attacked and raped at a team party. An attorney for one of the two men arrested told the Associated Press that his client is, quote, absolutely innocent. Defense attorneys have urged the district attorney to drop the case, saying DNA tests of the players did not connect any of the team members to the alleged victim.
The district attorney says that many rape cases lack DNA evidence and that a medical examination of the accuser found that she had injuries consistent with rape. We should mention the woman is black and almost all the members of the team are white, which matters because the case has led to almost daily protests. Over the weekend, civil rights leader Jesse Jackson defended the woman and said the group that he leads would pay for her college tuition. In the first of two commentaries on this case, John Ridley tells us it might be a little early for Jackson to make such a pledge.
So, through his Rainbow Push organization, Jesse Jackson wants to front tuition money for the woman who was allegedly raped at a party thrown by the Duke University lacrosse team. That's admirable. Except, with DNA tests returning negative, we don't really know yet if the woman was raped at the party or if she just made up the whole thing. So offering to pay the woman's tuition, that's kind of premature. Exactly what kind of statement is Jackson making by offering up money to an individual who could at this point be the perpetrator of a crime as much as the victim? In the lurid world of he said, she said, Jackson has a right to believe whomever he chooses. But does he have a right to attempt to sway public opinion with money donated to his charitable organization? Jesse's actions don't serve the case any better than Rush Limbaugh referring to the Vic as a hoe. The woman might be a stripper, but your $20 a dance doesn't entitle you to do whatever you please. Still, I wonder, if the accused players had been black and the victim white, would Jesse make the same offer? And when asked if he would pay the tuition money, even if the woman's story proved false, Jesse said he would. Well, there's some typically ham-fisted liberalism in action. What exactly does paying off an extorter say? Ladies, have you had a hard life? Haven't gotten all you feel you deserve? Then just accuse some people of rape, kick back, and get paid. Has this woman had a hard life? Clearly. She's got kids, she has to take off her clothes for a living just to make money to go to school. But it wasn't the victim's life and lifestyle that led Jackson to his decision, but rather the very public allegations of rape. So shouldn't the crime be proved before the offer of financial support is made? How about this, Jesse? How about we wait? How about we cool it until all the facts are out there and the case is actually tried in court before we start making uneducated public assumptions about guilt or innocence? You think Jesse might have learned something from Al Sharpton and his far too early and uninformed and unequivocal defense of Tawana Brawley, who back in 1987 claimed to have been raped by six white men, including cops, only to have a grand jury find her claims unfounded. But as Al Sharpton himself hasn't learned anything from Tawana Brawley, that incident clearly wasn't educational for old school leaders who are desperate to remain relevant.
Commentator John Ridley is a writer and director, and his latest novel is called The Drift. We'll hear another point of view on the Duke lacrosse case later in the week.
Mm-hmm.